Hey, and welcome to the Crosspoint Church Podcast. We are a church that is for the city in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We are passionate about helping people become fully devoted followers of Jesus. So, if you're just joining us for the first time, we would love for you to check out our website, thecrosspointchurch.ca. There you can find ways to connect with us and see what's happening at Crosspoint. Now, let's listen to this week's Sunday message.
What is something that you have learned about God this year?
God is with us.
That He is good to me. I've learned that He provides for us in many ways that we don't see.
Was there a way this year that God provided for you or your family?
We were worried about moving here and that we might have to live in an apartment. An apartment that doesn't have any, that doesn't allow pets. Because we have a dog and a cat, but God provided us with a big backyard. House next to two of our relatives, my great uncle and auntie, and we had a big backyard for our dog.
What is something that God has done in your life this year?
So when we went to Germany, we went there because my grandparents in Germany weren't able to come because my grandpa had some sort of sickness, so he wasn't able to travel. So our parents surprised us that we were gonna go, and some of the time our grandpa was in the hospital, but we got to see him a lot of the time. That made me really happy because I haven't been there in a couple of years, well, a lot of years, but so I was really grateful I could see him again. And my sister got to go to Germany for the first time ever, and it was really fun over there.
God helped my dad with his test because last time he got F on his paper, and I hope he gets an A on his test.
Allowing us to find a vehicle to buy.
And how do you know that God is good or that God is real?
Because I'm a Christian and a lot of things point back to Jesus being real, because how could the earth have been created?
I know that God is real because He gave me what I wanted a bunch of times, and I know it was Him.
I thought He would be in the hospital more of the time, but I was really happy as soon as we got to the house. We saw Him, and it was just really happy because I haven't seen Him in a really long while.
Well, hey, Crosspoint, and welcome. I'm so glad to be with you on today, Story Sunday, which we get to do every single year. And we are coming together as one church, one family, and sharing stories of the work that God has done in our lives over this last year. Now, my name is Delaney, if we haven't met yet, and I'm part of the pastoral team here. And now, let's hear some stories about what God is doing in our Crosspoint community.
And what is a story from this past year about how God has worked in your life?
I really needed God to provide a job for me, and He did that so quickly. I was so desperate, and I was praying every single day for God to provide for me, and He showed up in ways that I didn't even think were possible. He got me a job. He got me some medical care that I needed. So he showed me His love through His provision. So thank you, God, for showing up.
All right, so I'm going to invite David up, and we're going to hear a little bit about David's story. If you haven't met David, well, you've probably seen him up on the stage leading worship. But David has come from India and ended up joining our church community. For me personally, I feel like I've been so blessed by getting to connect with him and just seeing his heart for God. And so it's really cool to just hear a bit about his story. So, yeah, David, how did you come to Canada? And then how did you get connected with Crosspoint?
Coming to Canada was a dream come true. I decided that I wanted to go to a different country to study during my 12th grade. And I expressed my thoughts to my family, and they were really supportive, but the only problem was it was, like, so expensive to, you know, go to a different country as a student. But we gave the matter into the Lord's hands, and the wonderful thing is that he provided at the right time. It was not easy. During the process, I was stressed out. I was tensed. But the only thing I could do was to trust God. And it worked out at the end. And I'm pretty sure that God sent me here, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have made it here. And how I got connected to this church is I reached here on April 19th. It was a Friday. I was, like, really jet-lagged. My sleep schedule was such a mess. And at 3 a.m. on a Sunday, I woke up and, you know, I said to myself that I had to find a church. And I searched upon Google to, you know, find a church nearby. And thank God, Crosspoint appeared to be, like, really close, because that time I didn't know how to take the bus here. So I was pretty much walking here and there, and it was, like, so close. So I came here, and, like, everyone was so nice to me. I attended the service. I really liked it. And even after the service, like, Richard Mayer, if you know him, he took me to lunch. He made me a sandwich. That was my first proper lunch here. And after that, Brendan took me for my first grocery shopping here at Superstore, and as time went by, I realized that, you know, coming to this church was like coming home, because it gave me sort of like a homely feel, and I really liked it.
Yeah, so it's really cool just to see, you know, coming off a plane, Googling a church, and ending up here, and, yeah, experience the blessing of Crosspoint, but then also Crosspoint getting to experience the blessing of your heart for leading us worship and desire to see Jesus be made known. But what is an evidence of God's grace in your life over this past year?
So I met a lot of people who take care of me like my own family here. Along with all the good things, like, there were plenty of challenges that I faced. It was not easy. I had a bad living situation, a bad job situation, and things were not, you know, working out, and I was a bit depressed about it. In the midst of all this, it was wonderful how God took care of me through all this, you know, with people from this church. And in fact, my journey here is like how Peter walked on the water. Like, every time I look into my circumstances, I fall, because I can't do it on my own. But every time I fall and things are not looking bright, God lifts me up with his hands, just like how he held Peter's hands while lifting him up from the sea. I still face a lot of challenges. I still face hardships, but I know for a fact that the God who was by my side until now will be by my side as I go forward.
Yeah, it's so encouraging. So what's one area of your life that you're currently growing in learning to trust God in?
So, like I said, I still have a lot of challenges in front of me. It is like when David faced Goliath. When I look at it with my own eyes, it seems like it's impossible. But God was with David when he faced Goliath, and I know God is with me as I defeat my Goliath. I'm someone who gets stressed out and scared easily. What God is teaching me is to trust more in him through all of my battles, because the victory was and is ours because of what God did for us. And trusting is not an easy thing. You have to be close with someone to, like, fully trust them. And for me, I think we have to be in a close relationship with God in order to trust him. And what I do is, I have a time of personal prayer on a daily basis, and that is what God has been teaching me throughout this time. And I'm pretty sure that my testimony is not over yet, because I know that God is going to do, like, great, great things in the coming years.
Well, thank you. I just appreciate throughout your story, as you mentioned, you know, the analogy to Peter, just keeping your eyes on Jesus, even in the midst of all the circumstances that come around us. So, yeah, do you want to give David a round of applause as we continue to hear more stories of God's faithfulness?
sides hurt.
Finally, what is a story from this last year about how God worked in your life?
In my life this past year, God has really stressed to me the importance of his timing. I think a lot of good things happened this year and a lot of opportunities came up and presented themselves. And I feel like if they had come to me any earlier, I would not have been able to meet them as well. But because of God's timing always being right, I'm able to use past experiences and the person I am now to meet those to the best of my abilities.
Well, Crosspoint, it's always good to hear from every generation at Crosspoint. I want to introduce our next video interview. And so about 2 years ago at Christmas, we lost one of our very own, our original Crosspointer, Howard Davison. And so if you knew him, he was an amazing part of our original team launching Crosspoint, part of Kids Capers, a real grandfather of our community, and we love and miss him. And that isn't the end of the story. Well, we believe that he is in glory with the risen, ascended Jesus. It's much more difficult for those of us who are left behind. And so we're going to hear a story from his wife, Sue. And so what I want you to see here is a story of how, in grief, someone grows closer to Jesus. And so let's listen to her story now.
I guess you could say it's a season of growth, big growth. Sorry. Losing Howard was a really big shock. Hadn't expected anything like that. I'd probably expected that I would be the first to go. Don't know why, but I probably did. And it whipped my feet right from underneath me. So I spent 2 years just trying to get over it, to get around it, to begin to live a normal life without him. So it was today on the 29th of December, it was 2 years and 9 days since he died. It is 2 years and 9 days since he died. And in some ways it's just as hard. In other ways, I've moved on. I'm trying hard not to drag my feet. and God's been very, very good. But he came alive for me, I guess. He wasn't just somebody that I knew I should have a relationship with that I didn't do very much about. He definitely moved in and stayed. I talked to him every day, all day. He answers a lot more than I expect him to, I think. He's always there. He's just always there. And I can't any longer just say you're someone in the clouds that I don't understand. I don't it's not that I don't believe in him. I certainly do, I have done for a long time, but I didn't have that personal relationship so much. I think without that, I would not have done anywhere as well as I have done. And you know, that's scary, because you've come and you've worshipped him, you've done this, you've done that, you've done the other, but you've never actually made the relationship that everybody talks about that you think you've done, that you haven't, right? So, yeah, it's a learning curve, big learning curve, to actually take it into your heart, as opposed to understanding what he is and who he is. And it's there's a big difference for me.
Can we just give a big round of applause for Sue? Sue, thank you for putting yourself out there and sharing. I know how powerful that story has been for me, being part of that story. What a witness you are to the goodness of God and a real relationship with Jesus. So thank you so much. Now, I want you to help me give a Crosspoint welcome to our next guest. And so if you're new to Crosspoint, this is how we welcome people. We do it for a long time. We do it really long, and we make it really awkward, okay? And so at this time, I would like for you to help me welcome to the stage Simon Vandeli. Is that too close? He says a little bit. I'm not ready. Yeah, not too comfortable, okay? Okay, yeah. Yeah, stay sharp here, Simon. Well, Simon, is it Vanderly or Wonderly? Is it a V or a W? Wunderly. Okay, I'm learning. Thank you. Simon, thank you for sharing your story with us. Just to start, for those of you who don't know Simon, tell us a bit about yourself, your family, and where you come from.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I was born in Switzerland into a large farming family. So childhood was working on the farm, playing in the forest. Best setup for kids. Other than that, my parents had a really rocky relationship always. And when I was 11, my mom decided to leave my dad with all five kids. So we moved from the farm into a town, and I was super bored living in town. I started with 12, did a flyer tour, made some money, supported the family a bit, supported myself, and we struggled to make ends meet, and my mom, quite a few times, she didn't know how to pay for the next bit of groceries.
Awesome. Flyer tour, is that like a newspaper route? Yeah. Like, okay, I gotcha. So people at Crosspoint come from all sorts of backgrounds. I'm just kind of wondering, what's your background? Is it a faith background? And how did you come to know Jesus? Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so my parents took us to church growing up. They would consider themselves Christians, but that didn't stop them from having a really nasty divorce, and they kept on fighting after they separated. It was passive aggressive on the backs of our kids. They never talked, but we got to feel the brunt of their fighting, and that was really hard on me. We were also, the church where I grew up in, we were no longer welcome there. We really felt that that wasn't a thing for us anymore. So we went to a new church, and I remember making a decision for Christ there at about 12. But I just felt like I should immediately be someone else. I should immediately be a better person and someone different, and that wasn't the case. I lived with a lot of guilt and shame, and I was confused about God. So as teenage went on, I walked away from the Lord and lived a life on my own. I looked for love in all the wrong places. That included smoking and pornography and a lot of alcohol and partying with friends. And so it was around the age of 19 where I came back from a party vacation. I just realized that I couldn't do this by myself. I was kind of hitting rock bottom there. And it was a classmate of mine that invited me to go to church. And I accepted. And that's where I recommitted my life to Christ. And Christ really means to me having a solid ground to stand on in life.
Isn't that cool how, Crosspoint, how God is always at work, and then he can involve us, and all it takes is an invite from us? And the timing is just amazing, isn't it? Yeah. In the last couple of years, Simon, tell us, how would you describe your relationship with God?
Yeah, so I generally don't feel like I have a super deep relationship with the Lord. I think the biggest struggle for me is to accept that he's a father that's present and that doesn't condemn me. Because of that, I've been living often a bit of a distant relationship with the Lord, and similar to what I experienced for my own father. What Pastor Brandon was talking about a while back in his sermon really hit home with me. And the type of father, he said, that the type of father we see God as has a lot to do with our earthly father. And that has really been true for me. But the Lord's been working on me. I've had a lot of deliverance, a lot of healing experienced in my life. And I've been more regular in recent years with my Bible reading and praying, and it's been really just deepening my relationship with God.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. Yeah, as a community, a learning community, one of the main things that we're all growing in is hearing God's voice. And so that's something we're going to talk about regularly. We have a workshop tuning in where we can, you know, intensively work on that with others. But that is the discipleship experience, is learning from Jesus together. And so I got a question for you. Just like, how does God speak to you?
Yeah, so I've had several experiences in my life where I've really felt the Lord leading me really strong and hard. It's usually through impressions or just having peace or not having peace about a thing. One time was around my decision to immigrate here to Canada. I felt the Lord really guided me in that. He led me out of this very difficult situation with my family. The fighting between my parents kept going until my mom passed away here a couple of years ago. And I felt like there wasn't space for me there. I felt like I was sort of, he gave me this picture once that he's guiding me out of Egypt, just like he guided the Israelites out of Egypt. He brought me out of slavery into freedom here in Canada. Another time was around the time when I got married, was about to get married to Laura, my wonderful wife. And I had a lot of fear growing up. I thought I would never get married, just to not give it the opportunity to experience a similar thing than my parents had. So there was a lot of fear. But he really, you know, talked to me, spoke to me, and made it very clear through impression that she was the one, that she was for me. And I'm so blessed to be married to her. She's sitting up there with our three kids on the balcony. So usually through impressions, through having peace or not having peace, and through words or sentences that he speaks to me as I pray.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off script quickly, so don't be afraid. Describe that impression when God speaks to you. Is it like, to quote Dr. Seuss, where you know in your knower? Tell us about the impression, just briefly.
Yeah, just, you could almost, I almost wanted to explain it as an audible voice. Like, I can hear it, and it's not audible to anybody else, but I just get this overwhelming feeling in a certain direction, or just the peace, having a peace about a certain thing in the end. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. It helps us understand. It's not normative. Everyone hears differently, but it's cool to hear how he speaks. Definitely. Now, I want to take the opportunity to get you to tell us about a recent event or decision that you took to the Lord and heard from him. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so over the past year, I had the opportunity to try myself as a project manager at work. So I was sort of lent out to a different area of the place where I work, and yeah, I really enjoyed doing the work. It was something different than I've done in the past, and I thought I was fairly good at it. So when a position came up to move there permanently, I applied. I thought, oh yeah, we'll try it, give it a shot. And I prayed. I was a little nervous about it too. Like, it was going to be a big deal to move away from where I was at. And so I brought it to the Lord, and I thought, you know, he made to make it very clear I wouldn't get the job, and that would be that, right? I'd be okay with that. But that wasn't what happened. The longer the hiring process went on, I realized that I was probably gonna get a job offer, and it made me really nervous. I spent a lot of time in prayer, and I brought it to the Lord. I really wrestled with the decision, and it took a toll on me. Like, it was hard on my mental health. I was really anxious about it for a while, and I brought it to him over and over again. And then eventually I did get a job offer. I asked to take the weekend and think about it, pray about it, and I just pursued the Lord. And over and over again, he gave me this clear feeling that I was supposed to turn this down, that this wasn't the direction he was leading me. And so, yeah, it's just this clear feeling, and I did in the end turn it down. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. One thing that really communicates here is just how, you know, God doesn't just want to walk with us and be involved in the big and the hard, but the everyday as a friend with a preference and a helper by the help of the Holy Spirit, the advocate. So I really appreciate this story. But I'm really curious, like, was this noticeably different than any other time? Did you take it to him? Did he come to you? Or is this like a new experience for you?
Yeah, so in terms of like having impressions and things, I wouldn't say it's new. Like, there's several other times when I had that. I really pursued the Lord with it. I really was desperate. Like, I was anxious and nervous, and I went to him over and over again. I had prayer here from the prayer team, which I really appreciated, and others were praying as well, and it was a pursuit of the Lord. And I what was new, though, is that I discovered praying on my knees during this time. I just felt like I had nothing of my own. I felt like I had to pursue the Lord as Lord, and put my pride aside, and just come to him as I am. And that continues to be a blessing to me, to pray on my knees and to just pursue him and put him in his rightful place. Yeah.
That's awesome. Simon, I'm wondering, how does it feel to hear from God and then to listen and to obey him?
Yeah, it really is the peace that passes all understanding. Like, that was not the decision I expected to make all along at all. It wasn't the decision that my colleagues probably expected me to do, to make. But I feel like it's the right decision. I feel like complete peace now. And it's just the Lord's guidance. I can't explain it any other way. And just before Christmas, as we went on break, there was some developments at work where I might start to see why the Lord led that way. But at the time I made the decision, I really had no idea and had to just trust him, yeah.
Plot thickens. That was even cool to see that development. We don't always see what he sees. He knows. He's not surprised, and he sees all the pieces. What do you think the future holds then?
Yeah, I really just owe it to the Lord. My life here has been just wonderful, and the Lord has blessed me so much with my wife and three kids, and he's done so much in my life. And I'm excited to keep pursuing him, to keep praying, and I feel like, yeah, just as we pursue him hard, I think he is there, and he answers. He comes, yeah, he's here, and he hears us.
Simon, I appreciate you sharing a bit about your story. And in Crosspoint, I want you to help me. I want you to invite you to reach out your hands as I pray for Simon. And as I bless you now, I'm going to also pray for you as we, as a community, pursue God together. So can you reach out your hands towards Simon? I'm going to pray for him, and I pray for us as well. Lord God, I just thank you for Simon, for how you have always shown up and provided, Lord Jesus. And I pray that he would continue to hear you. More and more so, Lord, as you bless him in that relationship. And Lord, as we pursue you together as a community, I pray that we would turn away from all that distracts or pulls us away from you, and that we would give you our attention, Lord Jesus, that you would be an active participant in our lives, that you would have a place to move in, and we'd give you more and more of those places that we haven't given you before, Lord Jesus. And we want a friend. We know that you give a lot of latitude to us as we make decisions, but we want your advice, Lord Jesus, and we want to learn how to hear your voice. And so, Lord, as we pray these things, we need your help, Holy Spirit. As you, refine us and teach us. And we love you for it. We thank you for it. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Can we thank Simon for sharing his story? Now, do we have one more video? Yeah. Let's turn our attention to the screen for our last story.
Cool. And what's a story from this past year about how God has worked?
Well, I mean, so the past year, it's kind of different because, I just got into junior high, so it's like a little bit tricky and I don't know what to do completely. So he's always there for me. So when I talk to him, he's just, you know, he's always like a good friend that I can say anything. And honestly, so my grandpa died this year, so he was with my family, and my bird died too. So God was, I could see him there, and he used other people in Mexico to help my abuelita. And I've just seen so many people through God do his work and help my family, so yeah.
Awesome.
Well, Crosspoint, it has been fantastic to be able to gather together to hear stories of how God is at work in the lives of people that call Crosspoint home. I think one of the things that is encouraging, one of the things that is inviting, one of the things that just continues to spur us on, I think if you were to talk to any one of the people that you heard the story from today, they would recognize and say, man, we haven't done it perfectly. We haven't got it all figured out. There's bumps along the road. Lots of times I think when we have this picture of following Jesus, we think that we're going to get it right all the time. And yet we hear stories, and you can talk to these people, and they would tell you where they've misstepped and where they've fallen down or fallen short. And it can encourage us to say, you know what, we can imperfectly follow Jesus. And yet time and again, we can continue to orientate our life around him as first in everything. We can continue to build our life in a way that says we want to choose to follow after Jesus, being formed and shaped like him. We talk about it around Crosspoint that our desire, our vision, our purpose is to help people become fully maturing followers of Jesus. And that is a growing thing. That isn't something that we arrive at and then we just put our feet up and coast, but it is an ever-growing process of growing as disciples of Christ. And that we would be people who are marked with a characteristic of listening, trusting, and obeying. And that we would see him walk with us through all that life brings, all the ups and downs, the twists and turns, the things that seem normal, the things that seem big and overwhelming, that his promise to us is to walk with us, to never leave us or forsake us. And so today we get to be encouraged hearing the story of God at work in a variety of ways, in a variety of places. And may it encourage each one of us as we head into a new year. We were talking about this morning, this fact that we are flipping the page. We can put a calendar away and we can start a whole new page and start new things for 2025 and an opportunity to continue to choose to follow after Jesus. And it is an exciting day and an exciting opportunity, and we get to do it together. Crosspoint, we're excited about what's in store for us in this year and what God has in store for us as we join together, being people that say we want to follow Jesus as first in all things, seeing him form and shape us and lead us in the life he's created us for and called us into. Before we send one another out with our corporate benediction, reminding us who we are, I want to encourage you. We've got two things going on. One, we've got our little ones that are downstairs. We'd love for you to be able to grab your kids in a couple of minutes as our kids team has been walking with them and sharing time with them. But we also have opportunity to share time with one another. We've got time in our gym space. We've got some tables out. We've got some muffins out. We've got some coffee ready to go. We would love to be able to hang out and spend some time around the table to hear maybe some more stories, because we know this was only a small snapshot of God at work in the midst of Crosspoint over this last year. So encourage you to hang out, take some time. I know you've eaten lots over the Christmas break, but just a little bit more. There's some good muffins. I mean, why not? It's going to be a great time just to hang out, to be with one another, spend some time with each other. We'd love for you to take the opportunity to visit with each other and spend time with that. All right, Crosspoint, it has been good to be with you. I want to remind you who you are as we head off into our week, that you are the people of God, called by God into his redemptive purpose in the world. So go and be who you are. Be blessed. Have a great week. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you in the new year. Be blessed.
Hey, and welcome back. Thanks for listening to this Sunday's message. We hope that we've helped you in your spiritual journey and that you're drawing closer to God. At Crosspoint, we gather on Sundays at 10 a.m. in Northeast Edmonton, and throughout the week in something we love to call home groups. Home groups are encouraging and transformational communities for people just like you. We believe that the journey of faith is done together, so we hope that you'll connect with us at thecrosspointchurch.ca. Now, let me remind you of who you are. You are the people of God, called by God into his redemptive mission in the world. So be who you are.